Charlie McCoy, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the way back.
We'll sing our songs and let the good times roll.
Well, yes, friends, once again, I would like to welcome you all back into the Way Back with Johnny show. As we sit on the other side of the second hour here this morning, I would also like to remind you all that we're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, where this is recorded weekly. And yes, we can be heard throughout the historic CFRC 101.9 FM airways through the heart of the limestone city of Kingston, Ontario, Canada, as well as being heard over our home in the Durham County of Greater Toronto through www.oshawarocks.com, as well as through our home on YouTube at Way Back with Johnny Woodlock on YouTube. With all that mentioned, this is the first official week back to our regular broadcast of country music. With that shared, I would also like to make mention that this is the 73rd anniversary of the tragic passing of none other than Hank Williams Sr. on January 1st, 1953. Now, as I welcome y'all back into the second hour, I would like to remember a lady who played a huge part in the Hank Williams story, that is the lady we remember today as Mrs. Hank Williams, or also forever remembered as Audrey Williams, whom Hank was married to from December 15th of 44 until the first divorce in 48, when they divorced the first time, but less than a month later they were back together, and had their divorce amended until July of 52. Now, when Audrey and Hank divorced for the second and final time in 52, the stories go that Audrey left Hank in 52, and Hank said to her that if you leave me, I won't live another year. That was sadly in July of 52. Hank was, of course, passed by January 1st of 1953, less than 6 months later. So in many ways, truer words were never said by Hank Williams. With that mentioned, I would like to remember Hank and Audrey this morning with a classic by them called Lost on the River, and then we'll follow that with a solo recording by Miss Audrey Williams and a classic called Oceans of Love. Also, it should be said that Audrey died in the 70s, much the same way that Hank Williams did. Anyway, more into that later in the show, but for right now, let's remember Miss Audrey Williams and Hank Williams themselves, and a great duet called Lost on the River.
Lost on I don't think he was really shooting at me. You know, I don't really know if he wanted me to think that or if he wanted me to think that he was shooting himself, see. But I went on to Washington anyway. And New Year's Eve night, I called him and I said, Hank, I'll never live with you another day.
He told Audrey, if you don't come back to me, I won't live over a year. And that was New Year's Eve of 51. And that's all I'm going to say.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome our first furry mascot and beloved companion to our program here this morning. That, of course, is Simbush the Wonder Husky. As we welcome Simbush the Wonder Husky to our program today, I would like to also make mention that most of my all-time favorite songs that Hank ever recorded was, of course, the ballad or the Aching Heart songs. As my good friend in Niagara Falls, Bob Gardner, who's seen Hank perform in 1952, Bob often calls them the heart songs. So today I would like to share a collection of those heart songs with y'all as selected by Simbush the Wonder Husky. First, there'll be a song called Never Again Will I Knock on Your Door. We'll then follow with I Don't Care If Tomorrow Never Comes. I'll wrap up with Nobody's Lonesome for Me. With that, I would like to thank Simbush, our beloved furry mascot and companion, for her contribution to today's program. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Please. lonesome for somebody else, but nobody's lonesome for me. Everybody's thinking about somebody else, but nobody thinks about me. When the time rolls around for me to lay down and die, I bet I'll have to go and hire me someone to cry. Everybody's lonesome for somebody else, nobody is lonesome for me. Everybody's longing for somebody else, but nobody's lonesome for me. Everybody's dreaming about somebody else, but nobody dreams about me. All I need is a bride who wants a big-hearted groom. I wouldn't care if she come riding in on a broom. Everybody's lonesome for somebody else, nobody lonesome for me. Everybody's crazy about somebody else, but nobody's crazy about me. Oh, I shine up my shoes and then I slick down my hair, put on my Sunday suit, but I ain't going nowhere. Everybody's lonesome for somebody else, but nobody's lonesome for me. Everybody's yearning for somebody else, but nobody's lonesome for me. Everybody's falling for somebody else, but nobody's falling for me. Now I ain't had a kiss since I fell out of my crib. It looks to me like I've been cheated out of my rib. Everybody's lonesome for somebody else, nobody lonesome for me.
It wasn't God who made honky tonk
folks, this is Bobby Wright, son of the queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells.
Hello, this is Sue Sturdivant, daughter of the queen of country music, Kitty Wells, and Johnny Wright.
And you're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock.
On the way back, keep listening.
This is what country music should sound like.
That has caused many a good girl to go.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the great Canadian Northern gems by even greater Canadian Northern legends. Now, you know, Hank Williams also did some tours up here in Canada during the 1949 year, but also in 50 and also 51 and 52. Now, his famous tour was, of course, May 8th of 1951 in Ottawa, with singers, dancers, fiddlers, yodelers, and, of course, String Bean and Radio Dot and Smokey. And it should be made mention that Hank Rivers also met Hank Williams that night in May of 1951. So in honor of Hank Rivers, we'll play his all-time version of Pan American. But the one that my good friend Bob Gardner of Niagara Falls seen him at was May the 6th of 1952. That's about 8 or 9 months before his passing in the backseat of his baby blue Cadillac on New Year's Day 1953. With that mentioned, I would like to share a couple of covers of great Canadian Northern gems and legends who have recorded Hank's music, and Lord knows there have been many of them. But with that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to a version of a song that my good friend Chuck Sims from Newfoundland recorded many years ago called May You Never Be Alone Like Me. To me, this is one of the greatest covers of a Hank Williams song I have ever heard. And we'll wrap up this selection of Hank Williams covers performed by Canadian legends with, of course, the king of Canadian country music, in my opinion, Stompin' Tom Connors, and his version of I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. Now, this came off a CD called From the Vaults, Stompin' Tom, Volume 3. With that mentioned, I would like to send it out to my good friends, John and Kathy, up there in Guelph, Ontario. With that, welcome in, friends, and happy listening here on the CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com.
I Get yourself a ticket on the Pan-American Queen. There's Louisville, Nashville, Montgomery, the capital of Alabama. You go passing through the mall, then you're New Orleans bound. Stick your head right out the window and feel that southern breeze. You're on that Pan-American on her way to New Orleans. If you're ever in the Southland and you want to see the scenes, get yourself a ticket on the Pan-American Queen. There's Louisville, Nashville, Montgomery, the capital of Alabama. You go passing to the mall, then you're New Orleans bound.
Long. Friends, this is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here on Way Back.
And our singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of Newfoundland.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special little girl to our program this morning. In her first appearance of 2026, our beloved littlest member of our morning team, and that, of course, is our beloved companion, Gunny the Dachshund. Who has her collection of favorites this week, and of course, they'll be all signature songs by Hank Williams. Songs recorded by Hank, and also, I believe, written by Hank. First, it'll be Setting the Woods on Fire. We'll then follow with one of the best songs that Hank Williams ever recorded, and that, of course, was Jambalaya. And we'll wrap up with another all-time favorite, as selected by Gunny, our beloved Dachshund. And to many, this is the original rock and roll song of country music, and that is a classic called Move It All and Over, which when I say many classes as the first rock and roll song, it is much to the same style as Bill Haley's Rockin' Around the Clock and is the same beat. However, Hank's Move It On Over came out many years before. With that, I would like to thank Gunny for her contribution. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Has been done. I don't care who thinks we're silly. You be daffy and I'll be dilly. We'll order two bowls of chili, setting the woods on fire.
Picket tough, fill fruit jar and be gay. de Bayo.
Good luck.
yes, friends, once again, I would like to pay tribute to two of my all-time favorite songs, performed and recorded by none other than Hank Williams, the Hillbilly Shakespeare. First, it's going to be a song that rose all the way to number two in 1949, and that was, of course, called Wedding Bells. We'll then follow with another all-time classic by Hank called Mansion on the Hill. Now, Mansion on the Hill was recorded by Hank, but it was written by Fred Rose and also Hank Williams. And to me, I think Fred Rose took a lot of credit for the songs that Hank actually wrote himself, but that was the way it was back then. But these are two of my all-time favorites of Hank Williams. So with that, we'll be back following this with some more great country music. Welcome in, friends.
Glee. At home alone I hang fancy that I see a bunch of roses, a blossom from an orange tree in your hair. While the organ plays, I love you truly. Please let me pretend that I am there. Ever since the day you set me free, I knew someday that you would wed another, but wedding bells will never ring for me.
Howdy, friends, listeners. This here is your old host with most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. And I'd like to invite y'all, my listeners, to write yours truly, Johnny Woodlock, as well as Sim Bush and also Little Gunny here at the Woodlock Ranch and Studios. Have you ever had a thought or a message for us about this program you hear weekly? If so, we would love to hear from you. So write to us at our email address at waybackwoodlock@gmail.com. And we'll be sure to write you back. In the meantime, back to the show, friends, and happy listening.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
Before we say so long from the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny show, I would like to pay tribute to a collection of rare and unreleased recordings from the year 2009 that were unearthed and unveiled, that were recorded by none other than Hank Williams on what I believe to be the Mother's Best radio program transcripts. Anyway, I might be wrong in that, but the point is that I'm trying to make is there was unreleased recordings, and they're said to still be unreleased. Released recordings to this day. Where they are, we have no idea as Hank fans, but we all have hopes that someday they may be released. With that, the song Where the Old Red River Flows was written by Jimmy Davis, first recorded by him in 1931, that is, but later released on the Revealed, the Unreleased Recordings, which came out in 2009. Until that time, this song was an unreleased recording, and so with that, this is a true rarity and one that y'all will enjoy. Turn up the volume on this because it is a catchy little song. Welcome in, friends, and we'll be back following this. Send us all into the third and final hour.
Oh,
Friends, once again, before we say so long from the second hour, I would like to pay tribute to a collection of great gospel favorites here this morning. And with that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to a song by none other than Bo Cephas. And that, of course, is Hank Williams Jr., the son of Hank Williams Sr. And a song called Jesus Don't Give Up on Me. Then we'll follow with Carol and Pearl Butler, one of the greatest husband and wife teams in country music. And, of course, Romans 10 and 9. And then we'll wrap up and send us into the final hour of today's program. And the first tribute to country music for 2026, that's the new year. And that, of course, is going to be a song by Hank Williams Sr. himself and the Old Country Church. With that, we'd like to dedicate this to anyone that is missing any of their loved ones at this time of year. So with that, I will talk to you on the other side of the third and final hour. Good morning, friends, and happy listening.
Jesus, I know I've neglected to do the little things, the big things you wanted me to. I've let you down, Jesus, that's not hard to see. Jesus, oh Jesus, don't give up on. Stand by me, Jesus, forgive me somehow. If there's any hope left, don't leave me now. I might be worth saving, I'm trying to be. Jesus, oh Jesus, don't give up on me. It's late, I know, and I've made you wait, but don't turn the light out, don't lock the gate. Forgiveness and patience, that's all I need. Jesus, oh Jesus, don't give up on me. Stand by me, Jesus, forgive me somehow. If there's any hope left, trying to be. Jesus, oh Jesus, don't give up on me. Jesus, oh Jesus, don't give up on me.
Sad and blue, wishing for a friend so true. Do you feel that you've been left so far behind? Then a message I will bring, gladness to your soul I'll sing. Read Romans 10 and 9. That if thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him so divine, you will find the way more clear. You will find a friend so dear. Read Romans 10 and 9.
shout and pray and tell others every day. Read Romans 10 and 9. That if thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him so divine, you will find the way more clear. You will find.
Awful pretty one called the Old Country Church.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the Old Country Church. Precious years of memories. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be. Boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in that old country church, and the Savior above in his wonderful love saved my soul at the old country church. Precious years.